Page 161, the authors introduce students to the explanatory and predictive goals of science with reference to the voting behavior of an imaginary Monsieur Jacques Rouget. In particular, readers are asked to explain why it is that Monsieur Rouget votes communist. To do this, Przeworski and Toynbee sketch a two-staged research activity, not unlike the one depicted in Figure 2.4, see page 46. First, the social scientist is encouraged to collect a number of relevant observations about M. Rouget. He is a male, age 24, with blonde hair and brown eyes, and he works in a large factory. As we shall see, not all of these observations are relevant. But too much information is always better than too little. The social scientist is then encouraged to draw on generally probabilistic statements that are relevant for explaining voting behavior. In other words, the second step of this research design finds us at the apex of the research triangle depicted in Figure 2.4. These statements have already been induced from previous empirical studies, so that we can be confident of their applicability. In particular, we know that, quote, one out of every two workers votes communist, and employees of large